The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
It's time again for Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Financial health is the name of the game, and financial literacy and is how we get there with the Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union, along with Michelle Dodd, who was with us last week. And we started our discussions about savings and kind of, well, maybe Jenna, you want to review what we talked about?
Yeah. So last week on Good Money Moves, we talked about really the importance of saving, why you should save, why it should be a priority in your life, and just some of the benefits that come with that, which are a lot, but really I think the key piece to keep in mind with savings is really that peace of mind that you get when you have a little bit of money stacked away. So if an emergency comes up, you know you've got it covered. You don't have to worry where that money's going to come from or trying to take out more debt while you're trying to pay off debt already, you know, things like that. Even just the confidence that comes with saving money, because you're setting goals for yourself typically and you meet those goals, that builds your confidence. And so it really all just kind of plays together to just make your life just a little bit better. And obviously saving money doesn't solve every problem in the world, but it's a really good place to start.
It takes care of a lot of some of the big ones. I was telling you all before the show started that I remember back in the day when I did live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. And it was 2 weeks between, and if I perhaps went out and had too good a time with my friends over the weekend, and I had 3 days ahead of me, and I had the little tiny bit that was left in my wallet to live for the next 3 days on, that was more than a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
And because if anything had gone wrong, I was big time trouble. I had family close by. I'm sure somebody could have rescued me temporarily, but that still would have. There's more mental distress that's tied with that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And to have that feeling of, there are times where I hear young people say, oh, I can't wait for payday. And I'm like, oh, gosh, that's right. It is payday. Because you have that flexibility to make sure your bills are met and still have that cushion there available if something does go wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think you can understate that, how positive that is for a person as not just financial health, but even their physical health.
Oh, absolutely. It goes a long way.
So you guys at First Alliance Credit Union are all about getting people there.
Yes.
And getting the ball rolling on especially younger folks trying to get them started on how to have a savings account. So why don't we start dealing with that right now? Where should someone start, Michelle, to actually have a savings?
You know, it's a really good question. I think it's a hard habit to acquire when you're trying to save money. It, like we talked about last week, it's a discipline. Exercise is discipline. To get myself to do that every day, I have to think about it. I have to get out of bed and go do that. Same thing here. You have to physically decide to put that money aside, whether that's through like an automatic transfer. We see that a lot with our members. They'll set something up the same day as their direct deposit hits. So direct deposit hits checking, $25 goes instantly into savings.
They never see it.
Yep, exactly. That's a really good way to do it, because if most of us don't really know exactly what that paycheck is going to be every time. So what's a few dollars difference? You can find a way. And if you've done that, if you have that going away before you pay your bills, what's left in your account is to pay your bills. And so you can do it that way.
I had a wise man tell me once. He said, look, you do it all the time with the government. You let them deduct money from your paycheck every single time to go for taxes. Why not tax yourself?
Yep.
And have savings.
Yeah. Well, we like to spin it a little bit more positive than that. We'll say pay yourself first. But yeah, that's very true. Very true.
One good way to pay yourself first, too, is to start out small. It doesn't have to be $100 a paycheck. You could do $10 a paycheck. When my kids were young, I socked away a little bit of money into the children's CDs so I could put something in there every time it earned a little bit higher rate. But those built up kind of quickly, and it was a surprise. And $10 per child, I have two kids, I didn't even notice that. Mm-hmm. So after probably a year or two of doing that, I went, well, why don't I jump that to 25?
That's turned into real money.
And it became their college savings account. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that worked out pretty well.
There's more peace of mind right there.
Yeah.
For sure. Now, unfortunately, it wasn't enough
to
not have loans, but that's a whole different topic. So, I think having a game plan, coming up with a game plan, setting a goal for yourself. if you know you want to go on vacation or you know you have something coming up, last week we talked about having that emergency fund, but after that emergency fund, is there something that you want to shoot for? Like being a child and wanting, you know, that PlayStation, have them save their money, show them how to earn that by saving for it. I think that's fine with adults too. I want to go on vacation. Let me save to earn that vacation rather than pay for it a different way later.
Yeah, because the other way later is can be quite expensive.
More costly, you bet.
You know, 16 to 20% interest, mm-hmm. your $4,000 vacation ended up costing you $7,000, yeah. even if you paid it off in a reasonable amount of time. Right.
Yeah. Or that 1 week of vacation just lasted 4 years.
That's another way to look at it, yeah.
Absolutely.
So I imagine all of this, as we talked about last week, starts with the budget. And maybe how do you get folks in that budget mind? Are there any tricks that you know, Michelle or Jenna, to go to folks? This is something you're really going to benefit from.
Right.
Yeah. So people definitely have to be in the mindset and willing to acknowledge where their money's going. Because if you don't want to know, if you are still in that avoidance phase, you're not going to be receptive to what's actually happening and the steps you need to make to kind of make that transition into that next phase of life where you are, you know, focusing on saving money and things like that. So really step one is get in the right mindset, be ready to make some tough decisions about what is your priority, what is your need, what is your want, and how do you still, I think the struggle a lot of people run into is how do I still have fun in my life and do things that I want to do and still save money? Because a lot of times people struggle with that concept that you can still do both.
Yeah, it's
like Michelle said, you don't have to cut out coffee at Starbucks every single day of the week. Even if you just cut back one day a week, you're saving a little bit of money, right? So it's really just, I think more than anything, it's really easy to write down, okay, well, my mortgage is this month. My car payment is this month. So I spend this much on groceries. Like, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting in the right mindset. And you have to be able to get in that mindset first.
With the folks that you see, is there any common denominators on what triggers this conversation about, oh, it's time for me to actually get in the right mindset?
A lot of times a trigger for somebody is when an emergency happens and they don't have the money for it. So something came up. I had to pay for something and I don't have the money. So usually they're coming to us looking for a loan or a credit card to cover that. So a lot of times when we're doing that, we may make that loan or give them that credit card, but at the same time, we're going to talk budgeting so they don't get in that situation again. Mm-hmm. Try to help them find a way to save a little bit, go through that process so it would cover those expenses in the future.
That's what I love about the First Alliance Credit Union philosophy, this whole financial literacy business.
Yeah.
Because you skip that step, they're going to be right back a year later in the same situation.
It's very eye-opening when a member does a budget and they're sitting down and, like Jenna said, the mortgage car payment stuff is easy, but then they get to their expenses. I had one member who, as she was writing it down in front of me, she had these beautiful nails, salon nails. And when she wrote down how much she pays for those in a month, that became a big topic of conversation because it surprised her when she looked at it. She knows what she spends when she goes in, but when you put it all together, it was a very big expense. So she opted to not go as often and maybe start doing without once in a while so she could save that money.
And you're talking about the budgeting, and I imagine, too, that when people take their income over here and then they go their major expenses, I have my rent and or my mortgage, and I spend this much on groceries, and I have my electric bill. And as they're doing it, they're thinking, wow, I have a ton of extra money until they get to the peripheral stuff.
Yeah.
That evaporates really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
And you mentioned fun.
Yeah.
Are there any fun ways to do this? Any games? I imagine nowadays with all the apps and the software, there's things available out there that can kind of, you know, trigger that.
Yeah,
that
there
encouragement.
There certainly are. There are definitely tons of apps out there that, and you know, some of them are better than others that will kind of gamify your savings experience. We actually have an account at First Alliance that does something similar. It's called Wincentive Savings. And this is actually a credit union specific savings account. So there are other credit unions in the state of Minnesota that offer this savings account, but you do have to be a member to to use this. And how it works is every $25 that you save in a month gets you an entry into a prize drawing for monthly, quarterly, and annual prize drawings. So you could win $100 for saving $25, and you can have up to four entries in a month. So you can save up to $100 and get you your four entries for a chance to win $100, $1,000, or $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And we have winners. It's a statewide prize pool. Everybody who's in the program gets those opportunities, but we have winners at First Alliance Credit Union every month consistently. So your chances are pretty good that you'll win.
So be sure to ask about that when you go talk
absolutely,
to somebody.
Absolutely. It's a really great program.
Well, we're going to continue discussing savings, ways to get started, the benefits of savings with our friends from First Alliance Credit Union. We have to take a really quick break. It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. Andy Brownell here along with Jenna Tobel and Michelle Dodd from the First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking savings. Good things. Well, there's nothing bad about savings, actually.
Absolutely nothing bad about
savings. The more savings you have, the better. There's no end to this.
No.
Because the end game is you're going to be better off no matter what.
Right.
The better the saver you are, the better you, the more calmness you can have in your life. Yes. We haven't even talked about the real benefits of later on, what you can do if you get past the point where you have comfortable assets available and start living large because of what you did in your savings.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about what you term as SMART, SMART goals. Maybe which one of you want to, Michelle, you want to explain what SMART goals are?
Sure. SMART's really an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So you're thinking about making that goal for savings. You know, what are you saving for? Is there something you're saving for, whether it be an emergency fund just to get something out there? Or is there a vacation I want, a new car I'm thinking of, a home? A lot of people want to save for that first home. That requires usually 20% down. So what is it going to take to get there? And then measure that goal. You know, break that goal down. What's it going to take each month, each week, whatever it is, to save that money? When you're setting goals, it has to be attainable. I can't say I'm going to save $500 a month because I don't have $500 a month to save. It's got to be something that I can do. Realistic as well. You know, I don't want to set something that's not going to make sense. I don't want to set a vacation that's going to cost me 10 grand and expect to go next week. That doesn't work either. That's where the timing comes in. Look to the future. And I think that's, you know, a lot of people don't plan for that future. But I think if you're setting SMART goals, you have to. Think ahead. What's coming in your future? What are you going to work toward?
What are realistically it's going to cost you to live in the future? And if you want some other good things, what is going to cost you?
Right.
So when you mentioned vacations and maybe luxury items, is that something that is in the toolbox that can really give people impetus to jump on board on this and say, you know, when you meet with them, okay, you have this kind of income. And realistically, if you would live with a little bit of discipline, you know, 5 years from now, maybe that house is attainable for you.
Mm-hmm.
That puts people on the right path to speak in those kind of terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly can kind of dangle the carrot in front of the horse, so to speak. Some people are very goal-oriented and goal-motivated. And for those people, that is absolutely going to be something that encourages them to start saving. For others, it's more they want to see that immediate, you know, return, so to speak. And for those people, it's going to be something a little different, maybe more like, and that's going to be those shorter term goals. Well, you know, saving for things like a new PlayStation, you know, or, you know, something smaller that's a little bit more attainable that isn't quite as long term as savings for a house. And sometimes you just have to start with those smaller goals and work up to those bigger goals to know that you can accomplish those things.
The baby steps,
yes,
almost.
Absolutely.
Because I think that people would eventually catch the bug that when they start to see what the benefits are, that all of a sudden they might become a bit more active savers even.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Once they realize the benefit for themselves, and everybody has, while they all kind of fall into the same you know, categories as benefits. Everyone has a different benefit that they see for themselves. And once they realize what that benefit is for them individually, it just makes so much more sense to them and they're on board with it. They want to do it. It really, again, I know we say this all the time, but it really is a specific situation that we see. Everybody's different though. Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine this is a life changer for some people that you have mm-hmm. people who have had a hard time setting goals or being disciplined. And Michelle, you said, you know, they have a crisis in their life. Mm-hmm. A car broke down. Like, next thing they know, they have a $1,200 transmission repair bill and they're going, I'm not ever going to do this again. Mm-hmm. Right. And they step in the door and all of a sudden this opens up a whole new avenue for mm-hmm. them. And,
right. yeah.
and all of a sudden some of those bigger things that they thought maybe will never happen to them could happen to them
yeah.
because
right.
they took that first step forward.
Absolutely.
And eventually members can get to the place where they're saving for more than one goal. It's not just about the vacation. I've got a savings account that is my vacation account. And I've got that savings account that's my emergency account and the one that's for my new car someday. So they put a little bit in, and if they're when they're doing budgeting, they can decide vacation's more a priority this month. I'm going to put a little bit more there. And then they can have multiple accounts going toward multiple goals. So, again, it starts small, but as you said, it grows and it grows. And then later in life, you realize there's some things you can do because you've worked hard and been disciplined to get there.
And you go, darn it, I wish I'd done this earlier.
Right. yeah. The earlier, the better.
Well, you mentioned the different savings accounts. Is it workable to have a direct payment to my savings and have it automatically divided into different accounts?
For me personally, yes. It's the easiest way to do it.
So that is something that you can offer the credit yep. union.
We can do, if the direct deposit comes into a checking account, we can from there take automatic transfers into different savings accounts for whatever amount. So if that's set up automatically each month for, say, $10 or $20 or $25, it just automatically happens the same day the direct deposit comes in.
You mm-hmm. see a little pot of gold grow every single time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is that on the app? Is there a way, if I went to your app, that I could just see right away what's happening with all these accounts as I'm saving money, a little visual representation?
Yes, absolutely. So our app does allow you to see all of your accounts or none of your accounts. You actually have the ability to set which ones you want to see and what ones you don't. So if you're trying to kind of hide money from yourself in a savings account so you don't go, oh, well, I do have money. I'll just transfer that over to my checking account. You can do that if that's to help you kind of keep that out of your reach, so to speak. But yeah, you can see your loans, your checking accounts, your savings accounts. You can see your credit score. You can transfer between the different accounts. You can manage your payments, so your bills. You can pay people out of our app. You can make a deposit with a check. There's all kinds of stuff that you can do in here.
Tons. It's a show unto itself.
It is.
The First Alliance Credit Union app. I just love all the features because all the stuff you're talking about makes it really easy to do what we're talking about, achieve these goals.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can 100% automate your savings. So you can kind of set it and forget it. And I think that's what a lot of people need is once you have that set up and it's just automatically going, you can stop thinking about it, but it's still working to your benefit.
It's kind of just the reverse of the debt payment.
Yes.
Having it automatically come out of your payment and making mm-hmm. you that much more confident going forward that you're not going to miss a debt payment. This mm-hmm. way you're paying yourself.
Yeah.
Right. It sounds easy. How come? It takes so long for us to do it. But we'll be right back. We'll talk more about savings on the Good Money Moves program with the First Alliance Credit Union on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM, along with Michelle Dodd and Jenna Tobble from the First Alliance Credit Union. And the topic this week and last week, savings and the importance of savings and the importance of getting started and some strategies you can use. And we talked about getting started, but when it comes time for saving for the big stuff, vacations or that 20% down payment on a house or the new Jeep or the boat, are there different strategies for when you're saving for the bigger things?
I think for sure. The first thing about savings is there's no one strategy that fits. It's going to be based on what your situation is, what your goals are, and where you want to be. So like we talked about SMART goals, it's going to be timing. It's going to be what you want and what you're going to make priority. Like what Jenna said is we have to be open to understand that budget, but you need to be open to making that game plan. So what's the most important? Is the vacation more important than the car? Is the car more important than the house? Do you have that emergency savings before you go on the vacation?
So first off, let's do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Decide how much you think that you're comfortable with as an emergency fund.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, think past circumstances, things that have happened to you, and say, mm-hmm. how much can I just pay for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
And get that.
Yeah. Well, and especially with emergency funds. So really your starting point is you need to save at least $500 in a savings account. That's minimum emergency fund.
That's
level.
Four tires.
That's tires. That's part of a water heater. That's, you know, those kind of things. But realistically, long term for an emergency fund, you want to have between 3 to 6 months worth of your income in case you were to lose your job. And that's really a true emergency fund, is having that. So that $500 is an awesome goal to start with. But once you hit that, you want to continue to build on that until you have that more long term cushion there for yourself.
And that's where you really have that sense of
true peace of mind.
Peace of mind, that's a great way to put
it. Yeah.
Because if the worst thing that you can think of, other than some sort of medical catastrophe, occurred mm-hmm. to you, a lot of people, the first thing that comes to their mind is losing their job, losing that income.
Yeah.
You're not going to be panicked.
Yeah.
You've got 6 months.
Well, I think you might still panic a little bit, but you won't have to worry about paying the bills quite as badly.
Well, you're not going to lose the roof over your head.
Exactly.
You're going to have a little time to regroup that point.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, so we mentioned one of the goals I put out there was the house. Mm-hmm. How do I start on that? I suppose decide how big a house I want.
For sure. You have to know what you're getting into. If your house is a certain dollar amount you're searching for, knowing that 20% is a usual amount for a down payment. One thing I've suggested to members before is, so your rent right now is $800 a month. Your new house payment, if we calculate, it's probably going to be about $1,200. What a great way to make sure you can afford that house, to save that $400 a month. Now that can go toward your down payment.
That's a great strategy.
Yeah.
That'll happen pretty quick, too.
Yeah.
You're disciplined with it.
Yep. And that it helps people find out if they can afford that or not. Because if they can't, then they maybe don't want to move forward with a house in that price range and look for something a little bit more valuable.
That's the realistic part of the goal part.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. A little exercise to find out about. I suppose the same thing goes with a vehicle, that you're going to decide
how
much of a vehicle I can afford.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's nothing worse than wanting that, you know, high-end four-wheel drive extended cab pickup.
That's $65,000.
When you realize the payments for that are, you know, $1,000 a month, and that's not what you budgeted for. You're thinking $500. So by being able to, can you save that much to afford that payment? Well, no. Well, then maybe a different car might be a good idea.
Go down to the Hyundai.
That's right.
and the other thing to really keep in mind with that too is, if you are dedicated to saving, the more you save for these things, the more you can afford, right? So maybe you really do want that giant pickup truck, and that is like your goal in life, is to have
the biggest, coolest
pickup truck. That's totally fine. You just maybe have to save a little more money up front and take a little bit less out on a loan to be able to afford that.
Sure.
So, and that's just, again,
that's
going back to
payments,
setting your
right?
goals. Yep, absolutely.
You got $15,000 to knock off of a $65,000 truck. All of a sudden your payments aren't a grand, they're 700.
Yep. Yeah, which might be more in your budget. So
if you save that 700 a month, you'll find out, right?
Right.
Well, actually, that's a great, simple exercise to do. Mm-hmm. If there is a big ticket item, figure out how much it's going to cost you per month to own the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And start paying yourself that per month.
Right. Yep. And if you do that for 6 months to a year, you know, I'm going to be really comfortable when I get into this house. And then I can continue maybe saving a little bit extra to keep building that savings account.
Or I was completely crazy to think I could do this.
Right. that can happen too.
So SMART goals starting out, anything else we can offer as advice to those people who are not saving and really need to get into this?
Well, I think it really comes down to mindset. You just have to get into that longer term thinking mindset, because if you're constantly thinking in the short term, you know, okay, well, I have this much money today, I have this much money tomorrow, like you're never going to get out of that, you know, in the moment, you know, spending you really have to reset your mind to think longer term, because savings really is a longer term strategy. Even short term savings goals are still a long term strategy. And I think that's really where a lot of people get hung up, is having to think months in advance. And if you can start training yourself to think that way, you're setting yourself up for success right
away. So the first step, walk through the door at the First Alliance Credit Union.
That helps too.
Talk to somebody. Well, I imagine it's so important just to talk to somebody and have these words spoken to you personally.
Absolutely. And just sometimes people just need to get pointed in the right direction. They, you know, you can read anything on the internet, but it's not the same as somebody sitting down and saying, okay, well, let's look at your specific situation and apply these strategies to that to help you. And let's, you know, make a plan together and show you what that's going to look like is definitely much more feasible. And it just helps to know that you've got somebody kind of rooting for you behind the scenes too. So,
and as Michelle said, it could be something as simple as a cup of coffee a day.
It is.
To start. Yep. Put it in those terms, and all of a sudden, that's almost realistic. It should be realistic for everybody. How's that?
It should be. I think it's important for people to know that this is what we do every day. So when you walk in, it's, you know, each person's individual situation is unique, but we've seen a lot of different ideas. We get ideas from our own members on strategies that we can use. Yeah. So we can share those and make it work with their situation.
And if you want more information about savings, the SMART strategy, all of this stuff we've been talking about, I imagine we can visit the First Alliance Credit Union webpage, right, Jenna?
Absolutely. We have our Beginner's Guide to Savings that's out there under our Learn tab on our homepage. We've got the Savings Goal Calculator that can help you, you know, set those savings goals. We have a SMART Goals worksheet that you can download to help you kind of walk through those steps. So for any goal that you're setting, whether it's financial or not, that can be very helpful. And then, like we said, sit down and meet with our advisors and they can point you in the right direction.
Come up with a plan.
Yeah.
All right. Savings. Get to it. Thanks so much, Michelle and Jenna. We'll see Jenna next week, of course, on Good Money Moves here on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.